Lord Krishna told Brahma, Jnanam paramaguhyam me yad vijnana samanditam tadrahasyam tadangam cha grihana gaditam maya. O Brahma, the knowledge about me is extremely confidential, and it can only be realized by devotional service. And here I am giving you the topmost secret wisdom about me, along with the process of attaining me. Please accept it. Like that Lord Vishnu told Brahma, and he gave him these two things, rahasyam and angam, along with that. So the rahasyam is the prema bhakti. And the angam is the limbs of devotional service by which the Lord's lotus feet can be attained. The Navvidha Bhakti, which we practice to become purified and attain the lotus feet of the Lord. So the Lord gave it to Brahma long before at the dawn of creation, which is actually coming down the line. So this rahasyam, why is it rahasyam, this bhakti or prema bhakti? Because it is not easily accessible by our own personal endeavor. Like, for example, imagine if somebody has the knowledge of English, if you give him a physics book, he can read the physics book using his English knowledge. But can he understand? He won't be able to understand at all. It's like trying to lick a honey bottle from outside without getting the taste of the honey. Similarly, the devotional service, the prema bhakti, is not easily tasteable, because before we can reach that, one has to cross over the huge stumbling blocks of the 10 offenses against the holy name. So every day we recite these 10 offenses, but reciting them with the knowledge of them and remembrance of what is to be avoided will gradually pave way for reaching that rahasya. So in the 10 offenses, the first 3 offenses are offenses to Hari Guru Vaishnav. The first one to Vaishnava, and second one to Hari, and third one to Guru. Why is the second one offense to Hari? Because Hari's name should never be compared with anyone else's name. It is incomparable. It's eternal. And to compare his name with any other lesser demigods would be an offense. Similarly, the fourth offense is against the scriptures. And the fifth and sixth offense are against the holy name itself, to minimize the glories of the holy name or to give some misinterpretation about the holy name. Actually, interpretation can be given about the holy name, like acharyas have done. Krish means suffering, na means one who relieves. Krishna means one who relieves one from all suffering. Acharyas have given interpretation, but it is not misinterpretation. The interpretation should be in line with Shastra. Similarly, to consider the glories of holy name to be hyperbole or imagination is also an offense. So, actually the fifth, ninth and tenth offenses are about the faith. Especially faith, because faith in the holy name is fifth one. Similarly, the ninth one, not instructing the holy name to faithless people. And the tenth one is due to material attachment, unable to develop faith in the holy name. Holding on to material attachments and refusing to develop faith in the holy name. Similarly, the eighth offense is making the holy name material. There is a material name, there is a spiritual name. There are people who think that holy name can be used like a ritual to attain something material. Holy name is eternal. Krishna is eternal, and Krishna's name is also eternal. Even before Krishna appears in this world, his name is already there. Whereas our names come only after 10-20 days of birth. So one should never make the holy name material. The problem with making holy name material is we will not be able to approach the holy name because we consider it temporary and material. So out of all the offenses, the seventh one is considered most severe, which is Jan Bujkar Pap Karna, which is knowingly committing sin, thinking that I'm anyway chanting holy name, it will wash it away. So, these offenses should be studied, understood, and very strenuously avoided. Because these are actually the stumbling blocks in accessing that rahasyam. Angam is there, but through the angam we can approach the rahasyam, because bhakti is actually given by Krishna unto a devotee who is very sincere, sincerely trying to approach Krishna's lotus feet. When Krishna releases the bhakti or delivers it to us, then only we can experience it. So we may chant the holy name and we find it a very great arduous struggle to properly chant, because we cannot concentrate, and mind is wandering, we are attacked by the Nidra Devi, sleepiness. And after crossing through all these hurdles, still there are offenses. Even one avoids sleepiness, one avoids mind wandering. Sometimes people have a notion that if I mechanically capture the words, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. You know, they think I can catch the holy name. Actually, holy name doesn't become caught like that very easily. Because it's not very easy. Generally, people think like that. Because I am not concentrating, that's why I am not able to taste the bhakti. No. Even after concentrating also, one cannot get bhakti. There are people whom we can say they are wide awake for all the 2 hours. And they may even utter with attention also. But after attention, one has to strenuously avoid these 10 offenses. Either we should be offenseless, or we should be struggling to avoid the offenses. If you are outside these 2 platforms, you can't approach the holy name. Then only, when Krishna sees that one is making an effort to avoid the offenses, then Krishna will gradually start offering more support to bring us to his lotus feet. So, in this way, Lord Vishnu revealed to Brahma, actually, I am only giving you these things. You performed the penances, you are surrounded by, enveloped by pitch darkness. But now I am delivering it to you, seeing your sincerity. Harinam Prabhu ki.